1 Corinthians, chapter 10. For I would not, brothers, have you ignorant, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and 23,000 fell in one day. Neither let us make trial of Christ, as some of them made trial, and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them murmured, and perished by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the past ages have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No trial has taken you but such as man can bear, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tried above what you are able, but will with the trial also make the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, you judge what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not a communion of the body of Christ? Seeing that we, who are many, are one bread, one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Look at Israel after the flesh, are not those who eat the sacrifices partners with the altar? What do I say then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? But I say, that the things which they sacrifice to demons, and not to God, and I don't want you to be partners with demons. You can't drink the cup of the Lord, and the cup of demons, you can't partake of the table of the Lord, and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no man seek his own, but of another. Whatever is sold in the food market, eat, asking no question for the sake of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness of it. If someone who does not believe bids you to a feast, and you are disposed to go, whatever is set before you, eat, asking no question for the sake of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice. Do not eat, for the sake of him who showed it and of conscience. Conscience, I say, not your own, but the other's, for why is my liberty judged by another conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat, or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no occasion of stumbling, either to Jews, or to Greeks, or to the church of God. Even as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved.